in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 5. Let your moderation be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, now here's the meat of it. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, a good report, if there be any virtue. Now, we're going to zero in on the word virtue here, maybe tonight and tomorrow, the word virtue. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, I want you to notice what he's saying here. If there be any virtue, think on these things. Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 1, he said that we are called to glory and virtue. I can get in that and preach an hour. Glory and virtue. Now here he says that we have to think this thing. If we think on these things, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, we're living in a time when people's thought pattern is drug every way in the world. How many knows that? And if one's thinking this and another's thinking that and somebody else thinking something else, and we've got such a thought patterns anymore that people are so mixed up, I don't know. And I've come to the place that I really believe that what we're going to have to get down to, that it's going to have to be something that's powerful under God for us to be able to think right. Huh? And I want to talk about a virtuous thought. A virtuous thought. Virtue means pure. It means power. It's the gate to glory. You were called to glory and virtue, and that changes us. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 18 says that the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. How many likes liberty? Then we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So here we find that scripture there. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And look what verse 2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That your mind is what you think about, think with, and think about that you may be renewed by your mind. Listen what it said. Let's read. Let's just go that way again. Romans 12, 1. I beseech you, brethren. Let's go over that again. Brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Offer it to God. Turn it over to God. Holy, acceptable unto God. Holy and acceptable unto God. That's the only way to say acceptable unto God is holy. And he said, I beseech you that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. Then be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, we're going to get into this think, the word think. You know, when a man thinks he stands, take heed, lest he fall. You know, there's so many things. And I was thinking, you know, the other day, you know, everywhere you go, there's crazy music. Huh? So that crazy music. So to me it is. I'm bumped about, that ain't music. Is it? Music is something that spells it out, like she sings, and like Gaither sings, and like Brother Gilbert sings tonight. That's music, and that's singing, that's music. But this here, you can't understand what they're saying. It's like beating on a wash tub, and pow, pow, pow. Well, I'm surprised that people can even think anymore. Their mind is stone. It's beat down to the place that they think it. You know what? The greatest thing with me is when I can get off to myself someplace or other and sit down and have time to think and talk it over with God. We'll find that in Psalms 1. Turn your Bibles to Psalms chapter 1 and verse 1. You know, a lot of people read the Bible. I do it different. I study the Bible. When you study the Bible, you study every word. And Jesus said you're going to live by every word that proceeds out from the mouth of God. That's what he told the devil. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out from the mouth of God. Here we are now in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed. How many wants to be blessed? Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of the sinner, or sit in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in the law of the Lord doth he meditate day and night. And then he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so. The next verse tells us, the ungodly are not so. So we have to think of something, and we have to make up our mind whether we're going to be godly or ungodly. And every day now I'm faced with more things. Is that godly or is it ungodly? Is that godly and ungodly? I'm in leadership, and I'm responsible to these ministers that sits under my ministry. I'm a leader. God made me that. It wasn't my idea. It was his idea, and he anointed me to do that. So I'm doing the best I can, and I have to make a decision. Is this godly, or is that godly, or is it ungodly? And listen, I've come to a solid conclusion in this thing. Either it's godly or ungodly, and there's nothing in between. The Bible doesn't say this is godly except, or it's ungodly except. It's either godly or it's ungodly. It's either of God or it's not of God. I'm talking now tonight about virtue. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Think on these things. So what are we supposed to think? Is virtuous thoughts. Virtuous thoughts. Well, let's take a few of them. And I'll not take time to go through it, but I'll paraphrase on it, but Matthew chapter 15. The woman with the issue of blood. She had an issue of blood. And she had went to all the doctors, and she had went every place that she could go to try to get her healing, and she had spent all the money that she had trying to get her healing. And this woman, one day Jesus was in the crowd, and they were throwing him on every side. And here's what happened. This woman with the issue of blood, she had a virtuous thought. How many can tell me what that virtuous thought was? Let me tell you what it was. If I can but touch, she's thinking virtuous now. She's not thinking doctors. She's not thinking this. I'm not fighting doctors or anything like that, but there's a way God has prepared that we have to be healed, and God's prepared that we be blessed. So she had a virtuous thought. Now, what does it say there? And we've been reading here this virtuous thought. Let's talk about that just a minute. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. So if there be any virtue, then they're supposed to be thinking. Thinking on what? The things that's honest, the things that's just, the things that's pure, the things that's good report, and all these kind of things. But all these things that we need to be thinking about, good things. But you see, everything that you hear about anymore is bad thing. And I'm surprised that any of us has got enough mind to think. All the stuff you hear about the nations, about the churches, and about this, and about somebody, and about this, and about that, that keeps our mind filled up. Now, anybody that's able to have a virtuous thought and receive from God is going to have to get it from the King. And the King is the King of the Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. And he has power to overcome. He has power to give us that thought. The thought. He puts them thoughts there. Remember, Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Let his mind be in there. To think virtuous thoughts, we have to be directly in touch with God to get that virtuous thought. The mind is, if the whole world out there is designed that our mind be distracted in all different directions and keep us confused. How many knows that all this stuff can confuse your mind? And God is not the author of confusion. And James said, where there's envy and strife, there is confusion. And where there's confusion, there is ever evil work. Somebody said, what has happened to our nation? What has happened to our government? What has happened to our churches? What has happened to our homes? What has happened to our people? My Lord, I'll tell you what's happened to them. The devil has presented them with so many things to think about, they don't know what to think about. And we need to get our mind upon, as Psalm said, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand the way of the sinner, or sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in the law of the Lord doth he meditate what? Day and night, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth his fruit in his season. His leaves shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Now, there's one message in the Bible, and it covers it all. I'll give it to you, maybe give it to you again before this revival's over, this two or three nights is over. Luke 16 and 16 said, the law and the prophets were to John, since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. Turn your Bible to Luke 16, 16. The law and the prophets were to John, since John was the turning point. Remember, he was the last of the old prophets, and the new comes in. He was the forerunner of Jesus. The law and the prophets were to John, since that time, what is preached? The kingdom of God is preached, and what? And every man presseth into it. It's not easy. You've got to pray. You've got to push. You've got to get into this thing. And the fact of the matter is, it's got to get in you. It's not what we get or get in. It's what gets in us. It's what we are. Right? Say amen, you can. Come on. But the law and the prophets were to John, since that time the kingdom of God is preached. That's the message. And every man presses into it. Now, what is the kingdom of God? One time they was wondering, what are we going to eat? What are we going to wear? What are we going to do this? What are we going to do that? And you find in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, if you want to turn there, I'll tell you what it says. It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, all of what are you going to wear, what are you going to eat, what are you going to do, and that'll be added unto you. But that's the first thing we seek. Now, that's what Luke said, Luke 16, 60. The law and the prophets were to John, since that time the kingdom of God is preached, and every man presseth into it. So seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added to you. Then Romans 14, 17 tells you what it is. Romans 14, 17 said, the kingdom of God is not meat and it's not drink, but it is what? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Huh? Let's say in the Holy Ghost. I call it the Holy Ghost because that's what it says. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's like this here is, that's got God's righteousness. It's not mine. It's got God's peace, and it's got God's joy. And this represents the Holy Ghost, and it's got those in there, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Then if I give this to you, and you get this on the inside of you, you've got it on the inside of you. That's what God wants. He wants to get us to believe in that, and he wants to get us to the place that this is in us, not on us. Well, somebody said, I felt it tonight. It got on me. That's not good enough. He wants it to get in you. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost. He wants you to go about laying hands upon people and them being filled with the Holy Ghost. He wants the church to rise up again and begin to pray for the sick that they might be healed, and pray for those that's lost and they'd be saved. Kingdom of God. It's not in word, but it's in power. Luke says, in I believe it's 18th chapter, he said, the kingdom of God, and the kingdom of God shall be in you. Be in you. That is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Now let's go back to this woman that had a virtuous thought. Nothing would distract her. How many knows it? Nothing would distract her. Her mind was on, if I can but touch. If I can just get through this crowd and I can touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. So she started. How many believe she had a virtuous thought? What she was saying, if I can be made whole, I'll be clean. The issue of blood had to be cleansed. It had to be stopped. And she said, if I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. If I can just touch the hem of his garment. So she begins to creep her way through the crowd, rubbing up against other people, of course, no doubt. And she pushes on, and she pushes on, and she pushes on by this one, by that one, under this one, beside that one. And she finally gets up to where she can reach out. Now the thought is here. It has to be here. Our mind has, that's what Romans 12, 1 and 2 said. I beseech you therefore, brethren, that you present, how many believe she presented her body to the Lord? Presenting your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then verse 2 said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. She had a new mind. Her thought was on that. It was saturated in the things of God. And as she moved along, she finally reached out and she touched it. Immediately, Jesus turns around. Who touched me? She's bowed down humbly. And the disciples and others who stood standing around said, you say, who touched you? Everybody's touching you. Everybody, all everywhere you go, somebody's touching you. But Jesus said, I felt, now this particular one, only one of the whole crowd, she had this virtuous thought, if I touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And she creeped through this crowd and she touched the hem of his garment. He wheels and said, who touched me? And they tell us, said, oh, everybody's touching you. But he said, I felt, what did he say? I felt the virtue go out. You see, when we begin to think virtuous thoughts, it'll send us to the place our need will be met. That we won't want to get our mind polluted with all the things that's going on out there in the world. John said, love not the world, neither the things that's in the world. Don't love the world or the things that's in the world. Let's get our mind on Jesus. So, she said, in other words, she was the one that touched him. And he said, daughter, now listen to what he said. Thy faith. Did you ever read that before just right? It didn't say my faith. It didn't say somebody else's faith. Your faith. Now, your faith was established then in that virtuous thought, when I touch his garment, I will be made whole. We've got to establish our way of thinking again like it was 40 or 50 years ago when revival broke out, or more than that, across the nation. I was preaching at that time, and I'm telling you, it wasn't no trouble at all to get a crowd of several hundred people. It wasn't nothing at all to see 50 to 100 people saved every night. It wasn't nothing to see people healed. It wasn't nothing to see all these things. Somebody, and I was praying about this the other day, and I said, Lord, how come this has not happened? And you see, Jesus said, would he find faith when he come? So is all the things that they call faith really faith? So what is faith? Jesus said to this woman, your faith hath made thee whole. Your faith. See, I want to bring it to this end, that I want to bring something to you that your faith will do something. Don't worry about my faith. Don't worry about my wife's faith, or Brother Gaither's faith, Sister Gaither's faith, or all in all, Brother Gilbert's faith. Your faith can make you whole. If you get that virtuous thought and are determined to press through the gap, then what did he say? And again, Luke 16:16, the law and the prophets, word of John, since that time, the kingdom of God is preached, and every man what? He presseth into it. This woman pressed into it. She got through the crowd. She took the hem of his garment, and it was her faith that made her whole. Jesus said that. So what we're saying here tonight, it's just think, if there be any virtue, Philippians chapter 4, it's actually an instruction of how to think. Did you ever think about the Lord wants to know us to think right? Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As you think in your heart and as I think in my heart, that's the way I am. If I think I'm downbeat and beat, you know, I never use the word defeat. I don't like that word. Defeat. I had a thing happen to me years ago in the early part of my ministry. I had a daughter, and she died. She had cancer on her arm. It started gutting her lung, and then she passed away. And there I'd been praying for thousands of people, and he had thousands of people being saved, healed, folks over all over the country. And there it was, I lost the daughter. And the sad part of it was, I lost her. It wasn't that it was going to affect my ministry. But you know how you always have, you get that thought, I might as well give up. God ain't with me anymore. So I was at that point. But I had a revival booked, and I was going down the road. And there I was. I was downhearted. My mind was on the loss. My mind was on defeat. I was feeling defeat. I didn't feel like I had to quit. I was wanting to quit, but something in me kept saying, you can't quit. Quit, quit. And I was driving down, that's before I got to church to preach that night. And I turned the radio on. And there was a song that came on the radio. Turned the radio on, just had some kind of music or something on the station there. And there was a song that came on. And it turned me around and my thinking got straight. See, sometimes our thinking just drifts off and gets out of control. And we don't even realize it. We don't realize how bad a shape we're in. I hadn't realized this, but you see, I did know this, that I could not stand with the return to the life I lived before I got saved. Before I got saved, I was drinking. I wasn't the worst guy in the world, but I sure wasn't the best one either. But God delivered me out of something. And as I turned that radio on, there was, I forget the woman's name that wrote it and sang it. Rambo, that was singing Too Much to Gain. I want you to know that turned this old man around. I was young then. Had lots of years to go. It's been years ago. It's been 40-some years ago. But I was doing fine preaching and everything until that happened. And that the devil got in a lick there that almost destroyed me, my ministry. God didn't stand for it. He had something for me. God's got something for you tonight. God's talking to somebody right here tonight. He's got something for you. If you get on this altar tonight and you press your way through, he ain't no telling what God's doing for you tonight.